during this hour, we're going to exercise our skepticism software. We're going to see what you believe and what you find unbelievable. For example, do you believe what we've been told about the liquid bomber plot from England? My skeptical software's in overdrive. And the fact that Dick Cheney wears those flame-proof pants gives me some idea. Otherwise, I think those pants would be on fire all the time. Coming up in about a half hour, Matt Singer is going to join us. He's a spokesperson for the organization called Progressive States, and they've published a list of the lies of the right just from the past week. And I've got one to add to that list. It's an email that came in from Republican National Committee Chair Ken Melman just this afternoon. But before we get to that, we turn to Winter Patriot. Winter Patriot is a citizen blogger, an amateur historian who's been studying contemporary American history, ancient and modern military history, the structure and function of various intelligence agencies for more than four decades. Wow, he must be really old. As a guest blogger at the Brad Blog, he tends to blog mostly about world events, national security issues, and he's recently written a series of articles in which he brings his debating and critical thinking skills to bear on the recent news of the so-called thwarted British... Oh, he put alleged in there. That's important. Let me start over. Quote, the thwarted, alleged British-Pakistani airplane bombing plot. And I just call it the liquid bombers. He's currently sitting in as managing editor at the Brad Blog while Brad roams the nation, last seen in Illinois. Winter Patriot, thanks for sitting in today. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
This has been a great show so far, and I hope I don't ruin it for you.
Well, the early reviews are positive, Winter.
It's a treat to come on after Colonel Gardner, and, you know, Tony, I mean, wow, it's been cool.
Well, I'm glad you've been listening, and thank you for supporting our program. We do a lot of interesting things here. We just need to add a few million listeners, and then we can really change things. So, Winter Patriot, I'm glad to have you on the program to add a little depth to the suspicion and skepticism that I've been expressing over the past week, because as soon as they announced this alleged bust-up of a terror plot in Britain, I started asking questions, and the first one was, why did Dick Cheney go public with an analysis of the Lieberman defeat in Connecticut that linked to the so-called GWAT, the Global War on Terror? That was the indicator that first set off alarm bells for me. What was it for you?
I can't say this on your show, but the piece that I wrote that day was called An Avalanche of BS.
Yeah.
And the Cheney remark was one aspect of what caught my attention. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, how convenient. How convenient for these guys whose their whole legend of what's up in the world is in danger of falling apart here, and all of a sudden they get another injection of fear. It's perfect. It's exactly what they needed. And so... the BS detector was, I mean, the BS detector is always showing a certain background level. I mean, we've come to expect that, but it was spiked last Thursday.
It's kind of like
yours was too, yes?
It's kind of like a car alarm in a busy urban area.
Well, you know, you hear so many alarms every day, but some days you hear 10 or 20 or 30 more than usual, and you start to pay attention to the alarms I don't want to sound paranoid or crazy or anything, and I know I probably will for some people just if I speak freely, but why not speak freely, right?
Yeah,
I've been watching this stuff for a long time, and the timing of events and how they're announced is sometimes very significant.
Indeed it is. Now, have you seen the package that Keith Olbermann put together that ran on MSNBC earlier this week?
I haven't. Somebody linked to it on one of the threads that I've started.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been so busy looking after the blog that I haven't had a chance to prowl through all the links, and I'll get to it sometime, but I'm glad Keith did that.
Well, and I played a portion of it on the radio yesterday, and most of it translated even without the pictures.
Sure.
And what he did was take a series of events where the terror threat level was raised or other reaction came from the Bush administration.
Yes.
And put it in context, put it directly in the context of the events of the preceding week or the following week. And it is astounding when you see that linkage, Winter Patriot.
Yeah, Buzzflash did the same thing real early on Thursday morning last week. It was like Buzzflash didn't really have to do any research. They just knew that, you know, all these different events that they mentioned and linked to came at fishy times. And
well,
it didn't really surprise me to see that. What surprised me actually on Thursday came later, and it was from Larissa Alexandrovna at Huffington Post.